the 3/8 cent sales tax, here's the good points, and I'll try to list the bad ones when I get further in. The good point is that everybody pays on that tax. I mean, it doesn't pick one group over another one. Otherwise, it would just come from property tax. I mean, that's the other sources of state funding is state sales tax and property tax, and or not property tax, income tax. So a lot of the spending that goes on is based just on property taxes, and that just, you know, that just hits people that have own property. Farmers that own farmland would be the only ones that would pay on that tax, and so a sales tax is really a better way of getting everybody in the game, so to speak, getting everybody with some skin in the game, because we all need good, clean water, and so we all should share in the cost of it. So the bad news is that you're raising taxes at a time when some would call this a regressive tax, because it's asking even the poor to pay their fair share, and the poor usually don't have the money to pay it in the first place. So sales tax is the state only has two options, sales tax or income tax, and there's other federal money that comes in, you know, that we spend too. But so my feeling is that it's best to come out of the general fund that everybody pays into. Right at this point, I'm undecided on whether to vote for a 3/8 cent tax or not. I've got to see how the argument goes before I make up my mind completely. But it's fairer to do it the sales tax route than it is to do it off other taxes that just pick on one group to pay for all the cost and not everybody, because everybody's got to have a skin in this game of water quality, I think so.
Okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. What about those that say that the people responsible for the issues should be the ones that are paying for the quality programs, and not just the people that are drinking the water?
Well, you can't go there either, because the cause is usually, if it's agriculture, we all have to eat. And the world is hungry, and I don't think the jury, the studies that I've seen can't blame agriculture completely, because it's a natural phenomenon that nitrates get it put in by plant material decomposing in the ground, and that was going on before the farmer ever turned his first furrow. So there's nitrates that occur naturally. You know that there's in the air is full of nitrogen. There's more nitrogen in the air above the ground than there is below the ground. So it's a natural. We could spend millions of dollars here and not change the outcome one bit. And that's my fear, is that we'll get this all done and we find out after a heavy spring rain. This usually occurs when the ground starts to warm up in the springtime, and that's when the nitrate levels go up. And it's all kind of a natural process that as Iowa State studies it and looks at it, and everybody's been trying to figure out where it really comes from. It's more of a natural occurrence than it is driven by agriculture. So there's a lot of questions yet to be answered here, but this lawsuit is going to have deleterious effects on agriculture for a long time if it keeps going this way. And the price of food has always been low in this world, in the United States, and we want to keep it that way, I think so.
Okay, and one more question on that. What do you believe is the responsibility of the supervisors in each county for this? They're the ones being targeted in the lawsuit. What's your position on that?
What's their responsibility? Well, I'd say they can't. Again, supervisors are based off of property tax. That's where their funding comes from, and so their responsibility would. I think monitoring it is more important from the supervisor standpoint here. that you know, they're where the rubber meets the road, so to speak, and they're the first to hear about it, and we got to all work together on this problem. I think supervisors in the state have a dual role here. They have the responsibility, and I know this because of having been a supervisor, to oversee the drainage districts and how they were laid out and how taxes were raised from those entities or farmers that were in each drainage district to put in the original drainage ditches and that sort of thing. And so they oversee that. But for them to be responsible for nitrate levels high down the stream, down the watershed, that's probably asking too much. That's outside their boundaries to fix that. It just happened to be that this was point sources is what the EPA talks about all the time, and a tile line kind of fits the bill as being a point source. So the argument here is it a point source or isn't it a point source?